The work at Madison Sanitarium, California, October 10, 1906. To the brethren and sisters in Nashville and in Madison. Among brethren engaged in various lines of the Lord's work, there should ever be seen a desire to encourage and strengthen one another. The Lord is not pleased with the course of those who make the way difficult for some who are doing a work appointed to them by the Master. If these critics were placed in the position of those whom they criticize, they would desire far different treatment from their brethren. We are to respect the light that led brethren McGann and Sutherland to purchase property and to establish the school at Madison. Let no one speak words that would tend to demerit their work or to divert students from the school. I do not charge anyone with an intention to do wrong, but from the light I have received, I can say that there is danger that some will criticize unjustly the work of our brethren and sisters connected with the school at Madison. Let every encouragement possible be given to those who are engaged in an effort to give to children and youth an education in the knowledge of God and of His law. To the workers in Madison, I would say, be of good courage. Do not lose faith. Your Heavenly Father has not left you to achieve success by your own endeavors. Trust in Him, and He will work in your behalf. It is your privilege to experience and to demonstrate the blessings that come through walking by faith and not by sight. Work with an eye single to the glory of God. Make the most of your capabilities, and you will increase in knowledge. Those who do the will of God may be permitted to pass through suffering, but the Lord will cause them to triumph at last. The Lord has helped you in the selection of the location for the school, and as you continue to work under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, your efforts will be successful. The Lord will give you spirit and life if you will not permit yourselves to become discouraged. We trust that from your brethren you may receive the help of harmonious action, of prayers, and of means. But let not one feeling of discouragement be cherished. The Lord has a work for you to do where you are, and those who are doing His work never need to be discouraged. Those who criticize their fellow workers open a door through which the enemy will enter. What can be more sad than to see brother working against brother, expressing suspicion and doubts of the other's sincerity? There is room enough for all to use their God-given talents. All are laboring with the one object of inspiring belief in the words of inspiration. Then let everyone so order his speech and work that he may be in harmony with those who are laboring to the same end as he himself. Let the gospel be presented as the word of God for life and salvation. Let not the ministers of Christ spoil the presentation of the gospel by the manifestation of a harsh spirit. The gospel will be commended by the revelation of a spirit that works by love. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. I am glad that the schoolwork has been begun at Madison. The sanitarium and the school might have been a mutual help one to the other, had they been closely connected. But a solid work is to be carried forward in each of these institutions. I am instructed that the Lord will give wisdom to minds to prepare simple health foods. It will not be necessary to pay large sums of money for the privilege of manufacturing some foods that have a large sale. Let the people be taught how to cook properly, making simple preparations of healthful food. In the school, the products of the soil, the fruits, the grains, and the vegetables may be used to advantage. We remember you in our prayers. May the Lord guide you continually and bless you in all your efforts. It is your privilege to stand undaunted and through the help of the Lord to make a success of your work. Signed, Ellen G. White.